From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff with this month's Versed in Florida with Miami poet Mia Leonin. She teaches creative writing at the University of Miami. She's published poetry and creative nonfiction in numerous journals and reviews. Leonin is the author of three poetry collections and a memoir, and her fourth collection comes out next year. Leonin tells me writing has always been about survival to her.
I feel like from the very beginning, I was someone that wrote out of necessity. I was from a very small town in the middle of Missouri, and I think I used writing as a way to deal with shyness and introversion and to sort of understand the world around me. I didn't yet know who my father was. I met him when I was 20. So there were some big questions from very early on for me as a kid. And even though I wasn't writing about those things directly as a young person, definitely always picked up the pen to try to understand myself and the world around me.
When did you start writing poetry?
I guess I really started writing poetry more seriously once I had graduated from undergrad. I went to a Jesuit school called Rockhurst University in Kansas City, Missouri, where I studied like all the classics, and I don't think we read one living poet. So I had a great sense of musicality and rhythm, but I hadn't found my own voice at all because I really hadn't read much contemporary poetry. When I graduated, I took a poetry workshop where I was exposed to contemporary voices, and you know, that kind of cracked everything wide open for me. And I began to try to develop my own voice.
Today's poem, Flowers for Ochun, begins with a Spanish phrase about dancing. So can you please first translate that for us before you begin?
The phrase is, hoy en día los cubanos prefieren bailar en casa, lejos de la vista de las turistas. And in English, that's nowadays Cubans prefer to dance at home, far from the eyes of tourists. A woman who was at the University of Miami, as part of a theater group, they were doing a roundtable discussion with me, my students, and some other faculty at the University of Miami. And I sort of got to talking to one of the actresses, and I asked her if she goes out dancing a lot, if she likes to dance. Some Cubans, from what she explained to me, prefer just to keep it simple at home and not to be out, like, kind of performing their culture for tourists and whatnot.
And let's hear it.
Flowers for Ochun. A woman consents to dance. A woman whose sweat spreads in flame-shaped droplets across her shoulders. A woman who just plucks stones from a pot of beans. A woman whose family left for Miami. A woman consents to dance. A woman who once watched her brother beat the shadow out of a rat with a broomstick. Who stole a chicken claw from a neighbor's kitchen counter. Who served 6 months in prison for congregating. A woman consents to dance. A woman who sometimes steals out of hunger or steals because she wants something pretty. Who once stole because there was no one else in the room. A woman consents to dance. A woman who wears a bronze warrior mask and a frilly nightgown to wait in line for bread infested with mosquito eggs. A woman whose cousins' names in English are U.S. male, God-given, Horace, menstruation, and narcissus. A woman who conjugates the verb congregar as follows. I dance. I was dancing. I will dance. I would dance. He wants that I dance. He insisted that I dance. I have danced. I will have danced. I would have danced. I had danced. I had been dancing. I danced. A woman consents to dance. A woman whose tubes were tied at the age of 14. A woman whose father once used the family's rations to buy a trinket for his mistress. A woman who understood her father's madness to please his mistress. The breeze picks up. White powder lifts from her shoulders. Someone pours a splash of rum into the corner of the room. A chancleta clacks against a cracked tile as she kicks off her sandals. A handkerchief-shaped wind brushes the backs of her shoulders and knees. A four-cornered wind loosens her hair. The clave's precisely thrown points pierce her knees, her hips, and elbows. Her hips undulate, her bones sway in their sockets, her pelvis circles like Methuselah's cauldron-stirring stick. A woman whose middle name is Fortuna consents to dance. She catches a glimpse of herself and lets out a laugh that ruffles the golden leaves of a sunflower. From her undulations and laughter, she extracts a bolt of thunder and hurls it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Poet Mia Leon and teaches creative writing at the University of Miami.